T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry Rice is with us. It is an honor to have you here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I would love to be on the football field, but, you know, my days are behind me. And congratulations to the Patriots and also the Giants.
Well, you know, you said your days are behind you, but you were able to play for a long time. I mean, it's about, you know, receivers and running backs. Running backs, shorter lifespan, but receivers, you know, it's tough to do it for as long as you did. When you look back on it, how do you think you did it?
I think it was just that I really loved the game, and I worked my butt off during the off season, and I was in the best shape of my life, and that gave me longevity, and I had to work a little extra. I had to work a little extra when I went to training camp and all that. So I think it was just my work ethic.
You know, it's funny. Back a few years ago, I was looking at the original scouting report of you, on you coming out of Mississippi Valley State.
What, 4.5, 4.6?
I was going to say 4.6.
Yeah. You just had to rub it in my face.
No, rub it in their face, because it tells you about the self-importance of scouting and how they kind of think too much sometimes. Oh, you know, he catches the low ball okay, and yeah, he's going to be all right. Did that motivate you throughout your career?
Well, you know, when you go to the NFL combine, man, you're just a piece of meat. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where I was not very good in the 40, but then when you got guys chasing me, you know, that's when my hair would stand up on my back a little bit. And you know, these guys couldn't run me down, because I felt like, okay, look, these guys behind me, they are trying to hurt me. So that gave me that little extra. But yeah, they had me around a 4.5, 4.6, and they said, well, he's not fast, and he's not going to be able to get away from the bump and run, and he's not going to make big plays, incredible plays. And you look at Randy Moss, speed guy that can stretch the field, but can also out jump you. And what I notice about him with the Patriots now is that he's catching balls over the middle. He's doing everything right now. And if you take him out of the ball game, Wes Welker and also Dante Stallworth, then you got those guys in the backfield, and you got the captain of the ship, Tom Brady. So he has a lot to choose from.
I was thinking about circumstances, and you're one of the sorry chapters in Patriots history, because you should have been a Patriot, but the best thing in the world for you was to go to the 49ers,
yeah,
and play with Joe Montana and play with all those guys.
You know, it is amazing, because if the Niners hadn't made that move, and you know, I probably would have been a Patriot. Or also might have been a Dallas Cowboy. And when they made that move, I got selected by the San Francisco 49ers, and that scared me to death, because they had just won the Super Bowl against the Miami Dolphins. Then I thought about Montana, all the legends and stuff like that, meeting those guys and trying to fit in. And when I came in, it was a little bumpy. I was dropping balls.
You dropped him?
Yeah, I dropped plenty of balls, and all of a sudden, Bill Walsh, he didn't look like the genius that he was supposed to be, because he went to this predominant black school in Mississippi and made me their first-round draft choice, 16 player taken.
They said, we got to hold on to Freddie Solomon now, because I don't know if this guy's going to work out.
So I came in. It was so funny, because you had Dwight Clark, you had Freddie Solomon, and, you know, Freddie was, in college, I think he also played quarterback. And then with the Niners, you know, receiver. But two great receivers, guys that was willing to pass on the information. You know, and you don't see a lot of that today, because, you know, I think a lot of guys feel threatened when younger guys come in.
You mentioned Randy Moss earlier. You knew this question was coming. You were very critical of Randy Moss after that Week 17 game when he caught the touchdown pass. What was the source of the criticism?
No, you know what happened is, I was not critical of him breaking my record, but I think they had did some great things, all season long, and going undefeated and stuff like that. And I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for him to come on radio and talk about their season. And I think a lot of people took it the wrong way. Now, on the other hand, I would have done things a little bit more different, because if I broke a record or something like that, I was always willing to acknowledge that person. But you know, it's okay. I think he had an exceptional year, leaving the Oakland Raiders and all of a sudden being reborn all over again, and hooking up with one of the, you know, best coaches in the game, and also Tom Brady, and so many great players. So it was not that, you know, he broke my record or he disrespected me. I just wanted him to come on and just talk about what they had accomplished.
So the issue was that he didn't come on and talk about it, but not the issue wasn't breaking
but
the record.
Then,
just
yeah, yeah, but then he also said, well, this is not about, you know, Jerry's record and stuff like that. This is an opportunity for me to shut you guys up, the media. So, yeah. So, you know, it's. I still commend the guy on the season that he had, and hopefully he can finish 19-0.
I have a 10-year-old at home who, when I call her every day, she was more excited about me talking to you than anybody. Because, Jerry, she was dialing that phone with your number on it. And did you ever think that you were going to get that kind of exposure from being on there?
You know, the demographics is just amazing now. I think so many people connected to me because all of a sudden I think I did okay on the football field, and
yeah,
I was able to
sort of okay.
And I was able to achieve so many things, but then when I did Dancing with the Stars, and all of a sudden people connected, like, hey, this guy, if he can take himself out of his comfort zone, maybe I can do the same thing, because I knew nothing about dancing, nothing. And I decided to do it, and if I had known that they were going to punish me the way they did, I would have asked for more money to do that dancing show, you know?
Was Anna Trebunskaya harder on you than Bill Walsh?
Anna was unbelievable, because she offended me once, because she said, I think we were having a difficult time trying to get the cha-cha down or something like that. And she said, well, Jerry, do you want milk or cookies? And I'm like, wait, look, I'm this hardcore athlete, and I'm, you know, I'm trying my best here. But she really pushed me, and she was very similar to Bill Walsh. And if we didn't do well, we were right back in there working again.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that. I know you got to get going soon. When we think of Bill Walsh, we think of this calm guy, the genius. He wasn't like that behind the scenes, huh?
No. To me, and I know people talk about Belichick, but you know exactly what you're getting with Belichick. And a lot of the players talk about, well, he's a little bit more relaxed this week and stuff like that. And as the game gets closer, you're going to see the old Belichick. Bill Walsh, he was the prankster. You never knew what you were going to get with him. I had a game, I think I caught over 12 passes for 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he called me up to his office. And I'm thinking he's calling me up there to pat me on my back and say congratulations. He called me up and he said, looked me in my eyes and said, I want more. He had called Ronnie Lott up, Montana, all of those guys. He had did the same thing to those guys. And he was the type of coach that knew how to motivate you. And you wanted to go out there and lay it on the line for him. And I think he was great for the game of football, but also to a lot of black coaches, because he started the mentoring thing with coaches and stuff that brought a lot of black coaches in. And he was very important in my life in the game of football.
Tell us about NFL Mobile from Sprint. You're here with the folks from Sprint here today.
Okay, let's talk about this, man. This is amazing through Sprint, because what happens here, that fantasy football, which I never knew about until I stepped away from the game. Then I would walk up and I had moms and dads trying to pick my brain about certain players. What do you think about Tom Brady? What do you think about Lawrence Maroney? All of these guys. And it's a way to keep up with stats. Also, you know, keep up with your favorite player. But also through Sprint, you can go to the NFL Combine. Also the NFL draft. So after this big scene is over with, we still have a lot of football. And if you're traveling during the Super Bowl, the second you land, you can pull up the stats and the scores.
If you text SBXLII to 7777. All the information will be there for you. Sprint all of the information. Sprint is everywhere down here.
Everywhere.
I mean, they are everywhere down here in
right.
Phoenix
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And a big part of it. It's been a real honor having
thank
you here.
Thank
I can't
you.
Thank
good
you
luck.
Enough for taking the time with us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
It's great to meet
okay.
you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry Rice joining us, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.